And that alone, I was told, gives them strength, gives them energy, and gives them hope. It doesn't matter to them if our leadership is failing them. It matters if the majority of Americans stand with them and support them.
Burger King has announced they are buying Canadian coffee and donut chain Tim Hortons for about $11 billion, creating the world's third largest fast food company. IRN U.S.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest must have slept in. Those things do happen. I have nothing prepared, so if there's something you would like to talk about, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about this morning? But let me tell you that as we look and see what's going on in the world, there are two logical explanations for it. One is things are just happening by accident. Yes, there's a group of evil and wicked people out there that are running the world, but they have certainly an objective and they want to control this. Or certainly we are seeing the fulfillment of God's prophecies. And God has prophesied thousands of years ago the events that are unfolding today. Well, that, in many respects, that appears so absurd. I mean, how could God possibly have known thousands of years ago what is taking place today? And yet, of course, if you go back and you read the prophecies that you talked about, the time will come when you will not be able to buy or sell as you wear the mark of the beast or be known by his number of his name. I mean, even 100 years ago, people couldn't imagine that could be the case. And yet today, that is the case. Every one of you out there in the audience today has a number. And they have extensive files on that number. They know where you live. They know what you do. They can listen to your conversations if you have a cell phone, even if it's turned off. There's a microphone there they can turn on. And they can listen to your conversations. Certainly, if you take pictures, they can watch those pictures. Everything you do is being monitored. And it's not just everything that you do. It's everything that everybody else almost in the developed world is doing. Because this is not just for the United States. This is certainly for Europe and certainly for many of the other countries in the world. Well, they actually have this whole system where everybody is numbered, everybody is watched, everybody is observed. do you think this just happened by accident? And I don't believe it does at all. I believe that God had planned thousands of years ago the events that are transpiring today. But then what do you think about it? My telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines. We don't have anything planned, so we just like to know what you were thinking about. But Cindy, we did the most amazing interview with Pastor Billy Crone yesterday. For those of you who haven't seen Billy Crone's material, need to get it. His series on the final countdown, 9 a set of DVDs, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in it, gives Cindy the fulfillment of the prophecies that were laid out thousands of years ago. And, you know, there's just no way these things are happening. I don't like a lot of the things that were prophesied because it talks about the terrible, terrible wars that are coming and the death of a quarter of the population of the world. And people say that can't happen. I mean, that is not going to happen to us. And I would say, why not? America has turned against God. I mean, watch television. I mean, realize that 42% of all Caucasian children are born out of wedlock, certainly a higher percentage of that overall of the population. I mean, adultery, sexual promiscuity is perfectly normal. Homosexuality is being promoted by the highest levels of our government. We have more people in prison per capita than any other nation in the world because we've lost the moral foundation of this society. And because our churches have turned their back on the gospel, listen to what is being, well, go to the Trinity Broadcasting, it's a Trinity Television, and listen to some of the sermons. Now, some of the sermons, Charles Stanley, Billy Graham are great, but most of the sermons are, God loves you, everybody's got to get to heaven, broad is the way to heaven, and you have nothing to worry about, because God loves you, and God would never do anything bad. All you have to do is love God, and return God's love for you. And that's not at all what the Bible says. The Bible says very few people are going to get to heaven, because most people are going to turn against the Lord, and so many people have. And basically, the gospel that is being preached today is Satan's gospel. And until you understand that the vast majority of the churches are not preaching the gospel according to the Bible as written. Well, my telephone number is 877-254-7524. We have nothing prepared. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on politically, geopolitically, economically. But I think we are seeing the fulfillment of the prophecies that were laid out, and there's no other way you can explain the monitoring that they have, the numbering the people that they have, certainly the dossiers that they have on every one of you listening today. In fact, it was very interesting. On Sunday, 60 Minutes, I had a section on these dossiers that they're collecting and pointed out there are literally several hundred companies that are collecting dossiers on you. There's no reason that they can't. They would actually get this information, they sell it, and they basically know what you want, what you're interested in, the things that you certainly prefer. And in fact, they have it even set up so that if you actually go to a hotel in another community, why that hotel will know the things that you want in the refrigerator, because they're the things that you will be utilizing, and certainly they will design your trip around what they have learned from you, from the dossier on you, and they can get a dossier on you or anyone in your family. Where does all this information come from? What about our privacy? And ladies and gentlemen, you have no privacy. Google, so they keep a record of everything you go to. That's why you should be using StartPage and not Google. You may get to StartPage through Google, but you're better off just to go to your web area and type in start page, and they do not keep a record on you specifically. But Google and Facebook colonies are collecting OGAs on everybody who utilizes them. And we'll be back in just a moment here. Give us a call.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we're going to see if we can get Deborah Tavares. If you have a question or comment, maybe you disagree. Maybe you just think that what's going on in the world today is just happening, or maybe you think that there is this small little group we talk about, but not understand that they are truly demonic and that this is all being directed by the prince of this world in preparation for the coming period of the chaos and turmoil that is prophesied in the scriptures. If you're out there, give us a call at 877-254-7524. But It's time, really, for people to get in and study the prophecies. If you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's series on the Final Countdown, there are 9 different DVD sets, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in it. You need to get this. You need to read it. Pardon me, you need to watch it. And then, of course, you need to get other people to understand what's going on and prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. Will we survive? I believe God does have a plan for Christians in the difficult times that lie ahead. And if you certainly are not prepared, though, if you haven't done the things that you need to, and you're not on certainly the proper terms with our Lord, why, I fear, really, I tremble when I think of the hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people are going to perish in the coming period of turmoil, which is prophesied in the Scriptures. So anyway, if you have a question, maybe you disagree with this concept, maybe you think we shouldn't be talking about this sort of thing. We shouldn't be warning people that God has prophesied exactly what would happen. They prophesied that none of these things would happen until Israel had been reconstituted as a nation, and Israel disappeared as a nation. And the people who brought this new nation of Israel back into being are evil and wicked people. They're Luciferian. So why would Lucifer suddenly be carrying out God's plan? Well, because I believe God directs everything in the world. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about because, well, we just haven't been able to get hold of Deborah, who is to have been with us this morning. And as you know, we're taking chemotherapy, so we don't have time to do all the research on a lot of things we would like to. But if you're out there in the listening audience, do you really believe that we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy today? The economy of America is not doing too well, but nowhere in the world is the economy doing very well. And suddenly, is it all going to reverse itself? Do you think that the people who run the Federal Reserve System and the banking system are smart enough to rectify the fact that the world economy is slowing down, that they're going to be able to get people back working? How are they going to get them back working? Well, the only way they're going to get back working is with a major war. That's the only way we're going to be able to get the economy going. And I fear that major war is coming. And of course, if you've read the Scriptures, you realize there's not one war. There are several wars that are going to take place. And as this happens, in the past, most Americans really aren't too concerned about the fact that they're killing Christians over there in the Holy Land today. I mean, it used to be there were 3 or 4 million Christians in Iraq, and when we started going in there, we've got to figure down to about 150,000 Christians. The rest have been slaughtered or driven into Syria or in the concentration camp. But they've killed millions of Christians with the full help and support of your military. In fact, your military actually supports the people who are killing the Christians over there. And do you think God is going to simply ignore the fact that the Christians in America have not been concerned when the official policy of our government today is to support the people who are killing the Christians? Who supported ISIS? Who financed ISIS? Who said they trained the ISIS people? Why the CIA did? Go up on the internet. Don't take my word for it. If you have a search engine, type in the CIA funded ISIS. Oh, well, that was a couple of years ago. Now it's being funded by Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think for 1 minute that these countries are doing this on their own, they're just acting as friends for the CIA. And the CIA is funded by your tax dollars. And the fact that most Christians are not speaking out against this, and almost none of our Christian leaders are speaking out against the fact that we are funding the people who are killing Christians throughout the world, I tremble when I think of God's judgment as it's coming on America, and I'm firmly convinced it is. Well, we need to have you give us a call. We have nothing prepared. We'd like to know what you think about what we're saying. Is it possible that the official policy of the United States is anti-Christian, and that that is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools? And you're not even allowed to teach basic moral principles in the schools. You can't have moral principles if there's no supreme being. And yet, because this is exactly what's going on in our schools today. And then we wonder why we have the chaos that we have in our schools. We wonder why we have more people in prison per capita than any other nation in the world. We have more people in prison in the United States today than they have in communist China, with a population of almost four times the population we have here. And certainly, this is certainly God's judgment on this country, because the good people, the good Christians, are having such a good time, but they're not paying attention to what's going on. And those people who are speaking out are in a minority, and they do certainly, fortunately, some of them back of what we're doing and what similar ministries are doing, but most ministries do not correlate well with prophecies, certainly with what we see going on in America today. And yet, of course, everything is in place for the terrible things, for the terrible wars that are already being lined up now. Whether there's going to be a war in the Ukraine, I really don't think so. What's happening today. Why? Because America has put sanctions on Russia, and Russia has retaliated by putting sanctions on the United States, imports from the United States and from Germany and Europe. And this is having a profound impact. If the economy of Europe was already doing poorly, and now with the sanctions from Russia, it's doing even more poorly. And they're talking about a loss of some 50,000 jobs there in Germany alone. And Russia's then building a much closer relationship with communist China and with Brazil and India. And of course, as a result, why Russia is going to, I believe, prosper as America sinks on into depression. And people can't really believe that they're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to undermine our economy. But why not? If what we're seeing today is prophetic and God brings judgment upon nations that turn against him, then certainly God is going to bring judgment on the United States. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Are we beginning to see the early signs of judgment on America? Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call, because we have nothing prepared and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. And you don't want to just hear me talking for the full hour. I'd like to know what you think. Do you think it is really possible that those prophecies that were made about 2,600 years ago are coming to pass today? I do. I mean, how else to explain the fact that everybody today has a number? And they talked about that 2,000 years ago, and everybody said, yeah, what are they talking about? How could you have a situation you couldn't buy or sell without a number? And yet that situation is very, very real today. And you would be amazed if you knew all of the information they have compiled on everybody out there in the listening audience. If you could watch that 60-minute program they had last Sunday, going into the dossiers that they're collecting on every one of you in the audience. And it's not just one group, it's a number of groups collecting dossiers. So they will know every detail of your life, every detail of your economics, so that they can basically, they know what you are believing politically, and believe me, when the time comes, they have their concentration camps all set up, that they actually have concentration camps set up in America, and they have even almost a million coffins. Why would they have all those coffins there? Well, I mean, then you go up on the internet and look up the coffins. They have a large supply of coffins. They have everything in place for the coming chaos. They know it's going to come down the line. The elite, purchased all the ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, and it's hollow point, most of it's hollow point, so you can't use it militarily, it has to be used on people. And then they purchased all sorts of automatic weapons, and they're militarizing our police. I mean, why does a town, maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people need an armored personnel carrier or a tank? And yet, of course, they're armorizing the police, militarizing the police across America. They certainly have their underground facilities. And if you doubt that, just go up on the internet and look up Jesse Ventura underground facilities or Alex Jones and underground facilities. They have the Doomsday Seed Bank up about 600 miles from the top of the Arctic Circle, from the pole. Why do they have the Doomsday Seed Bank? So that they will have seeds to utilize when they start in all over again. They know they're contaminating our food supply with genetically modified food, and they want the good food that'll be there when they start in all over again. They know what they're doing. They're planning on killing literally billions of people. And if you doubt that, go to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestones, or go to my website, radioliberty.com, and you can actually pull down the article that we've written on the Georgia Guidestones, and you can see pictures of them. See the captains that are engraved there. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. They really intend, and for the 10 points on the good Georgia Guidestone, number one is maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. And most people say that's crazy.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Chan back here, and hopefully we're going to be able to get hold of Deborah, but in the meantime, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And if you're out there in the listening audience, what do you think? Do you think God is relevant at all in the events that are taking place in the world today? Do you think that God prophesied years ago that we would come to a point where we'd have a cashless society, we'd have to have a number where there'd be dossiers on everything that you did? Do you think this is that God understood what the future held when he prophesied that the state of Israel would be destroyed for several thousand years and then reconstituted? Or do you believe, of course, that God had been able to precipitate a series of wars, and a First World War and a Second World War? Now a Third Great World War is coming, and is it possible that these things are all laid out and that we are seeing the unfolding of prophecy? We need to have you give us a call. We have nothing prepared. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What do you think about what's going on? And who do we have calling? Who is calling?
Hi, this is Steve from Conifer.
Hi, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was just going to ask you your opinion as far as, I think all we can do as Christians is to pray for our fellow Christians over in the Middle East that are being slaughtered, and possibly give money to hopefully a good organization that might, the money might actually get over there to help them. And plus just trying to spread the word and trying to make sure we're ourselves, you know, where we should be with God, with Jesus Christ.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that we certainly should be pointing out exactly what's going on. We should be. There are a few organizations, not very many of them, but Wally Shubat has an organization that is really trying to take care of the Christian refugees. So they're trying to get those out of Iraq and into Kurdistan. Apparently, Kurdistan is willing to take them. There's hardly any other place over there in the Middle East today that will accept the Christian refugees, those who've survived. But the thing that really bothers me most is the fact that the Christian church in America is not speaking out. I think as individual Christians, we should be doing exactly what you're saying. We should be trying to get people to understand that we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. Anything else I'd like to say? We have somebody on, another caller. All right, well then, who's calling in?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Deborah Taveras.
Oh, hi, Deborah. I don't know, we've had some sort of a mix-up, but you were supposed to have been with us half an hour ago, and so good to hear from you right now.
Well, thank you. Yes, I certainly wanted to add a few current events that are happening that I think everybody certainly needs to know about.
Well, you go right ahead, because I've been doing a monologue here for half an hour without any preparation, and I don't know whether it went over very well or not.
Here.
But anyway, why don't you bring us up to the par on what the events that are taking place?
Well, absolutely. Certainly, I think at this point, everyone that is listening has done their homework and understands that there is full weather control at this point. And I believe that for those that are listening that are not understanding the ability for this secret shadow government that is a de facto corporate construct to understand that there's weather control is first and primary at this point for everyone, because particularly in the Colorado area, and wherever you are actually, we're really getting decimated with their ability to literally create income over our devastation. This is this is genocide. This is murder using weaponized weather events. Here in California with this engineered drought that we are all experiencing, there are many farmers and ranchers now that have been trucking in water, having to bring in hay to feed their cattle because certainly the pastures aren't sufficiently watered for them to even grow any pasture. We're finding now a large conversation, and I'm hearing it across the country, and I hope that you are as well, that beef, the growing of beef is too water intensive, and that's got to be something that we must consider potentially eliminating. What we have is a corporate construct. Again, the United States government is USA Inc., and you can find all the corporate agencies, all the ones that are coming down on every single one of us, including the EPA, the Bureau of Land Management, certainly the Fish and Game, the U.S. Forestry, even the FCC, the CDC, they're all listed, and they're doing business, and you can find them listed on Dun and Bradstreet. Now, people say, well, what does that matter? Well, it matters because it shows to all of you that they are doing business. This, sadly, the country is under commerce, and all these agencies that are operating under a business plan, of which we are not part of this business plan. This is why we are being rolled over. The absolutely only thing that all of us can do at this point is to not consent. We must absolutely not consent. They believe that our silence is our consent. So in your silence and whatever you may be signing, you must be most careful about, because we just found last night, and I'll be posting it on stopthecrime.net, but in Georgia, you can type this in your search engine. They are now, if you are suspected of a DUI, if you're presumably maybe driving drunk, and they want to perform a breathalyzer test, which of course is not always reliable, and you refuse, they will literally arrest you, take you to the police station, throw you down on this table, and strap you down and draw your blood. And this YouTube video showing this happen countless times with all of these people is unbelievable. I mean, everyone is there saying they can't believe this is the United States, that this would be happening. And I think all of us have our stories now that this can't be the United States. It's not the United States that you've been sold the illusion for. And people now are recognizing that the policies, the politicians, and the governments, something's extremely wrong. Well, it is. All any of us need to do is to go sit at a city council meeting or your county board of supervisors or a school board meeting where they're forcing Common Core curriculum on all of our children to see that you're really in the way. The corporate charters require that they provide for public comment. And why is that? It's to keep the illusion that what you have to say matters. Now, in the situation of Common Core, our children are being literally traumatized now in school. Think about that. Here you are as parents.
Hold that thought.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our testimony, Dr. Parrish, and never talk about the fact that, contrary to what you think operating in the Constitution, who I just learned, so they were a conservative group, but basically they suspended the Constitution in the 30s. They brought in the corporate structure for our society. It has been renewed by Congress every year since that time. And our laws, many times they just don't make sense from a constitutional point of view, but they do when you understand that we live in under a corporate structure. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. I think it's easy for people to think of it in this context. Your state, your local governments, and the federal governments are not real. And your illusion of their being real is their trickery, what they've taught all of us in school, and what they're allowing you to think by allowing you to have public comment. But really, it's about just only having your say and then going away. They could care less, and I think many of you have experienced that. Well, we have to always ask the next question, what is going on? So you could go to stopthecrime.net, that's our website, www.stopthecrime.net, and take a look at the USA Inc. link.
If there's USA Inc. link, go ahead.
Yes, the USA Inc. Toggle or link, if you will. Again, www.stopthecrime.net. Now, I was just getting into schools before the break, and what is so utterly important, because there are many, many groups that are certainly anti-Common Core curriculum. It's not enough, sadly, to be anti-core curriculum because in most instances the school boards in the states have already taken the grant money and they've signed the contract. This corporate structure has contracts and grants, and all of you can get a hold of them. An example of grants in the requirements to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions nationwide is on our website under Climate Action Plan. In fact, what I would really recommend is everyone watch Who is Running America? It's a YouTube that we did. Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plan? Now, getting back to the schools, here we are. We've got school starting now for most children. Parents are kissing them goodbye and telling them to learn and pay attention. Well, they're learning that global warming is a fact in their science classes, which it's not. They're being traumatized at early ages now with sex education that developmentally they're not even able and should not even be being taught. You have to ask yourself, why? Why is this happening? Well, I can only tell you that shattering a child and causing chaos and confusion, try learning techniques that are inappropriate is all part of tried and true mind control techniques. Now, I'm not equating this to MKUltra, but I think that everybody that's listening needs to read this 12-page document that we have posted on the homepage.
And what is the title of it again?
It's on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net, and it's called Mind Control and MKUltra.
Okay.
And sadly, our nation has been under massive propaganda, brainwashing techniques for generations. And a good YouTube to watch in that regard is PsyWar, PSYWAR. That's a YouTube, PSYWAR. But I wanted Dr. Stan to read what's in the NASA war document so everyone can hear. I think this is so, so relevant. This is on page 30 of the NASA war document. Now, that's a document that is also posted on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. And on page 30, it tells us, it gives us a list of major emerging law enforcement issues. And it talks about the first thing is privacy will become a real problem because of all the nano sensors. Now, the nano is an additional conversation, but of course, there are particles, there are sensors, and they're literally aerosolizing much of the nano now for tracking and being able to know everything about everybody everywhere. Then they talk about crime, IT and internet crime. They say this will be wide spectrum, and we know that that's happening. The next is biocrime, uses of pathogens and genetics for biocrime. They're doing this. We can see this through all of the various laboratory-invented types of assaults upon us, certainly the Lyme disease with the ticks, certainly Ebola, that's all laboratory-made. They talk about protection of human electronic implants. This is going to be a problem, people with pacemakers and other types of implants. They go on to say that the protection of the continental United States will be the need beyond terrorism. Now, this is extremely important. What I'm going to read right now, it says societal disaffection and upheaval caused by rapid technological changes. They say that societal upheaval caused by rapid technological changes. And then they say the road, the air, and air rage, and psychosomatic illnesses, and withdrawal. Now, what we're all experiencing is a technological death trap. None of us asked for all of these quote-unquote conveniences that are now killing us. And case in point is the Wi-Fi. Here we're sending our children to school now. And even if you put the Common Core curriculum aside and don't consider the way in which they're going to brainwash our children, all you have to consider really, and one of the most important reasons not to put your child in school, is the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is a military frequency. It has been used to incapacitate, slowly kill targets on the battlefield, on the theater of operation.
And what you're basically saying is that Wi-Fi actually does damage to the brain and to the mind. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right, Dr. Stan.
We're out of time, Deborah. God bless. Look forward to talking to you later this week. Thanks so much.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Dr. Stan here at Cabarrus and Stephen Duffer. I hope you would enjoy the short session of the Deborah. But go to her website. Go to her website. She has the finest website on this subject in the country, and she's dedicated her life to getting the information out to let you understand that America suddenly is not going facing being taken over. It's already been taken over, and it's all been done perfectly legally. By incorporating the structure of our society, and the average person has little or no knowledge of what's really going on behind the scenes. So our plea to you is get as much information as you can and help us get it out. Now, basically, Deborah was just talking about the danger of Wi-Fi. We have a wonderful 4-CD set. It's called Dangerous Electricity. Going into all the things that they have that have an impact on you and your physiology and your mind. And Sydney goes into the background of Wi-Fi and broadband electricity. Sydney, what are the emanations from your cellular telephone, from your cordless computer, Sydney, from the smart meters and the smart grid. And anyway, the information that you need to understand, they are poisoning the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. But then aren't there too many people in the world today? I mean, how are we going to get rid of so many people? And they already have their programs underway. Dangerous Electricity, an excellent 4-CD set, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Help us get the information out. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Look at the list of 4-CD sets and of DVDs and the books that we carry, and get those that you can afford, and then circulate them. We need to let the American people understand that America is under attack today. Anderson, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which takes you into the background of this subversive group that controls our nation, there's only maybe 4,000 or 5,000 of them, but they're very well organized, and they control the wealth of our nation. They control certainly the major banks, they control the major media outlets, they control the major corporations, and they certainly control